Tom, the Purdue Associate Athletics Director for Strategic Initiatives, which seems like a lot to get. Which seems like a lot, Tom, to get on a business card. Give us an idea about what all that means.
So what does that all mean? You know, I think at the end of the day, what our athletic director, Mike Kupitsky, asked me to do is just to see the different ways that we can generate revenue for Purdue Athletics, for our student athletes, work in some of our internal areas. But a lot of the things that our fans see, whether it's merchandise, ticket sales, corporate partners, just really the business side of Purdue Athletics. So what I tell our student athletes is it's a lot of the boring stuff.
Well, I noticed when in the press release that the first wave of the surveys now with Ross A. Stadium are coming out next week. What can fans expect when they get these surveys via email?
Well, you know what? The first thing I would tell you guys is we want our fans to participate. I think it's really important. And let me give you a little backstory here. You know, for so long, the way that we've done stadium renovations, basketball arena renovations, what we've done is in our industry, and I'm as guilty as the next person, is, you know, behind closed doors, what we've done is we've worked with architects, worked with the design firms, and created these really cool designs. Then all of a sudden, one day, you release it to social media. You send it to your fan base, and they're like, all right, I hope you guys are excited. I hope you buy. So what our approach is, you know, Stu and Clayton, is, you know, let's talk to our fan base first. So when we talk about these surveys, when we talk about the emails that are going out that you referenced, talk about focus groups, really it's just in-depth questions. You know, what are the different types of things they want to see? And as we all know, the way that people enjoy football games at Ross State Stadium in 2018 is a lot different than it was maybe 5, 10, 15 years ago. So we're going to ask questions about technology, ask them about concourses, you know, where do they want to sit in the stadium? Just really, how do they want to enjoy a Purdue football game? So it's not going to take much time. Take a fan maybe about 10 or 15 minutes, but it's really just an in-depth analysis of how we look at Ross State Stadium in the future because it's always changing.
Chatting with Tom Moreland, Purdue Associate Athletics Director for Strategic Initiatives on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
You know, Tom, so you get this survey. Are these questions, do people write them down? Do you have multiple choice? How does this thing, how do they give you what they think should be done?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So what we're doing is we're working with a group called Elevate Sports Ventures. And so that firm is based out of San Francisco. And really the leadership for Elevate Sports Ventures is it's the president, San Francisco 49ers. It's the CEO, excuse me, of the Philadelphia 76ers. People involved with the 49ers, people involved with the 76ers. And what we've done really for the last 2 months is put together different multiple choice questions on what are the different types of things that our fans may want to see. So, for example, you know, when they come to Ross State Stadium, what's the most important thing to them? If it's just if it's a nice bleacher seat, we want to hear that from them. If they want to have better, you know, concessions, if they want to have maybe it's a better technology experience with a better Jumbotron and better ribbon boards and things like that. It's all different types of information. It's all done, obviously, via the web, so they can do it on their iPhone if they want. They can do it on a tablet, on a desktop. And really, it's just a series of multiple-choice questions where they can give us feedback and information. And certainly, they can write in if there's specific things they want to see at Ross State Stadium so they can have a better Purdue football experience. What I would say, guys, is I think our fan base is absolutely going to love it. We really want their insight and information because as we go through this process, it's going to really drive. It's going to drive the design process as we work with our architecture firm, Populous, that's helped out with other projects on campus. So we need their input, and I think they're really going to enjoy participating.
You know, Tom, before you send this survey out, what have you guys been hearing? What is some of the feedback? What are some of the concerns that you think will probably need to be addressed first?
You know, the first thing I definitely want to say is we're going into this process with an open mind. You know, there's probably a couple things that I could touch on, but we really want to hear from our fans. What our fans sometimes tell us is, you know, maybe we can make some adjustments with the sound system, even though we've made a significant investment in our sound system at Ross-Ade. Maybe it's an investment or Jumbotron. You know, that's not necessarily a young Jumbotron anymore. And then I think, you know, they give us some positive feedback. If you look at our South End Zone experience, obviously anybody that comes to a Purdue football game, that's a happening place, right? That's a lively place. I think anybody that's in any of our premium seating areas, I think they have a good experience as well. So, you know, our fans, they give us feedback on areas to improve. But I would also say, you know, Purdue fans, they give us feedback on some of the things that we're doing really well. So it's a balance, but we're really looking forward to their input.
Chatting with Tom Moreland, Purdue Associate Athletics Director for Strategic Initiatives on the Wings Etc. Ham Red Hotline, as we talk about some of the Ross-Ade Stadium surveys and renovation plans that will be happening here soon over at Purdue. And Tom, you mentioned that south end zone. How big a priority do you think that'll be with that balance of, okay, let's have some places for people to sit, but then also have places for people to socialize too?
That, if you ask me, that is without a doubt the number one question. When I go to a game, those are the places I go, right? I want to go to a place with a patio, maybe enjoy an adult beverage or two. I think our fan base, as we go through the surveys, and we're also going to have focus groups, guys. We'll have focus groups in Chicago. We'll have focus groups on campus. We'll have focus groups in Indianapolis. I think a lot of our fan base is going to say, hey, patios, group areas, places where maybe I can enjoy the game with some alumni, maybe enjoy the game with family members or kids. I think a lot of people that participate, they're going to tell us that those are the types of areas that they want to see. And I think if you look around professional sports and college sports, those are the popular areas. If you look around Major League Baseball and some of the new stadiums that they've designed, it's a lot of those patio-type areas. So I think they're going to be very popular.
You know, Tom, one of the things we've been hearing from the fans, obviously, is maybe some statues around the area. And I know there's a lot of red tape when it comes to that, you know, possibly moving the big hammer down guy somewhere that's more visible, a Tyler Trent statue, maybe something to do with Joe Tiller on that north end zone. How does that play into this factor, or how does that factor into these plans?
You know, that's a really important question. And, you know, I've been in this college sports business for about 10 years now. And when you talk about putting statues up on a campus, you're thinking long term, right? And when we talk about Ross-Ade Stadium, we talk about this market study. I mean, these are 50-year decisions. You know, we're not talking a lot about in the specific market study about different statues. So I will tell you, though, with President Daniels' leadership, you know, how we work with the Trent family is something that this campus considers a very, very top priority. So when I talk about the market study, you know, we're really not talking about statues much. But, you know, as people talk about Tyler Trent, his legacy at Purdue, that's something we're going to take a long-term approach on. And it's really a reflection of the leadership under Mitch Daniels.
Tom, how about naming rights for Ross-Ade Stadium? How strong a possibility might that be?
Wow. You guys are doing the hot-button questions, right? Aren't you? That is not something we've talked about, guys. And just really hasn't come up yet. But that's a really good question. I like it.
Well, hey, I mean, it's a good way to make a few extra bucks, right? I mean, why not? I'm just trying to help you out here.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know what? We need the revenue to make sure the stadium's a reality.
Exactly.
You know, naming entrances, that's becoming a popular thing in intercollegiate athletics. You've seen some institutions name fields. That's becoming a popular thing. But I think when it comes to the stadium, you really got to sit down with everybody and really think if that's the best thing for your institution. And it's so complex that that's just not something we've talked about.
How about with kind of moving forward here with the stadium? I mean, these surveys start to go out here next week. Do you have a kind of general sense of a timeline? Is this like step one, or what are the other steps along the way here in this process? Because I'm sure some people are thinking, okay, well, when are they going to put a shovel in the ground?
Yeah, another really good question. I would say the surveys probably are not step one, actually. So what we've been really doing since this fall while we're in season is just looking at all the information that we have available. So our fans may not realize this, but, you know, we look at everything. We look at, you know, what gates do people enter? What time do they enter the stadium? What time do they enter our parking lots? We ask our fans, you know, what time do you leave, you know, from your driveway to come to Ross-Ade Stadium? The thing that we really look at is the driveway to drive experience, and that's something we want to own. But as far as a timeline, you know, from today moving forward, surveys will go out next week, and we really, really need Purdue Boilermaker fans to participate. After that, guys, what we're going to do is follow up and ask people to participate in focus groups. And so, like I said a couple of minutes ago, you know, those focus groups will be in Chicago, they'll be on campus, they'll be in Indianapolis. And those focus groups right now will happen in the beginning of March. before the Big Ten basketball tournaments kick off. And then what we'll do is we'll follow up with all that information, sit down with Populous, and late this spring and early this summer, that's when we'll start the design phase. And then after that, you know, that's when we'll sit down with our donor base. And I think our donor base is going to be really excited about this really methodical approach, this really insightful approach that we're taking about renovating a stadium like Roth Aid, which for so many of our donors, fans, people that buy tickets, people that come to this campus, when they go to Roth Aid Stadium, they've got some really strong feelings. So we really want them to see that we're taking this methodical approach and that we really want their insight. And participating in the surveys and participating in the focus groups, that's really important.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see how this thing unfolds here over the coming weeks and months. And Tom, thanks so much for the time and all the information, and have a great rest of the week.
All right, guys, take care.
Tom Moreland, Purdue Associate Athletics Director for Strategic Initiatives. When we come back, we'll get to our Roars of the Day. And don't forget, 5:15, the big fella, Trevion Williams, goes one-on-one with a game changer. All that next.